Good morning. Our question today is it permitted to go into a courtyard by a church? So if they have a church that has a courtyard adjacent to it or its parking lot, is it permitted to enter there? Not to go into the church, obviously, but just to be in that courtyard for whatever reason. So the Rama actually brings two opinions on this, each in the name of a Yesh Omrim. There is an opinion, and there is an opinion. So the Rama says as follows, Yesh Omrim, the Dino, Ki'ir Shalavodis Chachavim. There are those that are of the view that going into the courtyard of a church, of a base of Avodah Zorah, has the same parameters and is going into a city that has Avodah Zorah in it. So what does that mean? So, Ubizman Shein Ha'ovdim Chachavim Mitkabsim Sham, the Tarfusa Mutali Kanesh Sham. At a time when the non-Jews, the Ovdi Avodah Zorah, are not getting together in order to have some pagan ritual or practice or honoring their pagan deity, at that point, if they're not gathering for that, it's just a normal day, a normal time, it would be permitted to go into the courtyard, to the parking lot of their base of Avodah Zorah. However, at a time that they are getting together for whatever reason, for their pagan holiday, for a celebration, for their church, for their base of Avodah Zorah, then it would be prohibited to go into such an area. So that is the first Yesh Omrim. And the second Yesh Omrim says, B'chol inyan asur, no matter what, it's prohibited, whether it's at the holiday day or a non-holiday day, or whether they're getting together or not, it's prohibited to go into the chatzer, the courtyard of a base of Avodah Zorah, im ein derech over bo l'makom acher, unless that is simply a way that people typically walk through to get to somewhere else. But if that's the destination, and that's going to be the case if we have a designated courtyard and we have an adjacent parking lot of a church, a base of Avodah Zorah, that is going to be the destination, not that people typically walk through it to go somewhere else. Accordingly, it would be prohibited. So those are the two opinions. And in fact, we have two interesting nafka minas between those two opinions brought by the Rama. Nafka mina number one is brought by the Tzitz Eliezer, who was asked the following question, is it permitted to go to the courtyard of a church, but for the specific purpose of looking at the view? So we have a church that's in a nice area and it has a nice view. It's at the top of a mountain or something, and you want to go into its chatz or you want to go into its courtyard parking lot just to look at the view, to look at the beautiful sunset. Is that permitted? So the Tzitz Eliezer responds as follows, that it's known that when the Rama brings two opinions, Yesh Omrim v'Yesh Omrim, there is a view and there is a view. There is opinion and there is opinion. So which one do we paskin, like the first or the second one? She says it's a known thing in looking at the principles of Psak in the Rama, that when he brings that construct of Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim, we paskin like the second of the Yesh Omrim. V'im ken, accordingly, we learn from here, it's the second Yesh Omrim that is machmir, that prohibits going into the chatzer of an Avodah Zorah at all times, no matter what. The first one is more lenient, only if they're gathering together, but the second one says, the b'chol inyan asur, and accordingly, says that Tzitz Eliezer would be prohibited, based on that, to go into the chatzer, to go into the courtyard of the Avodah Zorah, even when they're not gathering, even when it's not a holiday from him and for their deity. And the Tzitz Eliezer brings from the Sefer Hasidim the following ma'isa. Yehudi Achad, halach bechatzer beis Avodah Zorah. There was a certain Jew that went into the courtyard of a house of worship, an idolatrous house of worship, kesiyatza itshama basko. When he came out, he heard a basko, a voice came from heaven that said the following pasuk, va'osi ishlachta achar gavecha, you have thrown me, kiviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, out. In other words, you have chosen Avodah Zorah rather than me. And what's saying is that even by virtue of just going into the chatzar of the Avodah Zorah, that is giving kavod to a deity that should not be given. Accordingly, the Tzitz Eliezer concluded that it would be prohibited to go into the courtyard of a base of Avodah Zorah, even simply to look at a nice view. And that second nafka mina, fascinating nafka mina, is it permitted to go into the courtyard of the Vatican in Rome? So in Rome, people go And the Vatican is a destination, can't go into the Vatican, it's a church. So how about going and seeing the chatzer, the courtyard outside? So in theory, we would say that that is going to depend. Is it permitted just to go to the courtyard on the two Yesh Omrim, based on the first Yesh Omrim, the one that is more lenient, as long as we wouldn't go on a Sunday when they are gathering, as long as it's not a pagan holiday when they are gathering, apparently it would be permitted to go into the courtyard right outside the Vatican. However, that's the courtyard of the Vatican, right outside the building of the Vatican. However, according to the second Yesh Omrim, then it would be absolutely prohibited. The Bechol Inyan Asr, we would not be permitted to go into the courtyard right outside the building of the Vatican. Nonetheless, despite that, it appears, it could very well be that even according to the first opinion that's more lenient, it would be prohibited to go all of the time, even right outside the Vatican, in the courtyard of the Vatican, because, truth be told, it's not just a simple courtyard outside a church, but rather every Sunday the Pope uses that courtyard outside to give his drasha, to give his sermon. And in other words, because it's not a one-off, rarely do they use it, but on a regular basis, each and every week, that is where he delivers his sermon. That's where they do their avoda on Sunday. That would apparently make that whole outside area into an actual church. So accordingly, it would not be viewed simply as the chatz or a courtyard outside the church, but it would be an extension or a church itself, and in particular because it is all surrounded there by their actual idols of their deities, of their saints, etc. And accordingly, that whole chatz would be a base of Vodah Zorah as well, and apparently prohibited to visit even outside in the courtyard of the Vatican. Have a wonderful day.